about the wrecking machine. Change up the dial on the jukebox. Dance me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, looking back on three musicians who left us recently and with substantial musical legacies: Mose Allison, Leon Russell, Leonard Cohen. Paul Cavalcante, this is The Vinyl Experience.
Yakking right in my face. You coming on exactly like you own the place. You know if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You telling stories and playing games. You over laughing when things ain't funny. You trying to sound like you don't need money. If talk was criminal, you'd leave life for crime. Because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. Don't like this little song I'm singing, just grinning bare. All I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it. And if you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Cotton in a 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in a 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Thank you. sitting over here on number nine. I'm sitting over here on number nine. Well, I'm sitting over here on number nine, and all I did was drink my wine. I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life. I'm gonna be on this farm for my natural life. Well, I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm.
The inimitable Mose Allison. Was it blues? Was it jazz? Was it just plain inspirational? And what a legacy, not just of his own music, but all those he inspired, especially in the British Invasion era. For example, John Mayall's Blues Breakers did the song Parchment Farm that we just heard from one of Mose's early records on the Prestige label. And the Yardbirds and the Kinks would pick it up, and even The Who would base My Generation on Mose Allison and cover his own Young Man Blues. And then Van Morrison, many years later, would reconnect with Georgie Fame and do a whole Mose Allison songbook album. So why do musicians love this guy so much? Maybe it was his casual style, his bop-inflected blues meets jazz, the rhythm, the irony, even sardonic quality of his lyrics and song topics. It was quite an enticing package, and it served the man well in a 60-year career in music, which ended with his death this week at the age of 89. Mose Allison. Remembered on the Vinyl Experience with Your Minds on Vacation and Parchment Farm. That touch of Delta blues, and Mose came from Mississippi, by the way, that you hear in his music brings us very comfortably to this next artist, who certainly wrote a whole bunch of songs on his own, but is so well known for this medley of a couple of covers performed in New York's Madison Square Garden at the Concert for Bangladesh. And George gives us the intro.
Couple of numbers from Leon.
Oh, Sometimes she just don't treat me right. And I woke up this morning and I looked her in the eye and she said, "Sweet daddy, you got what I want, but you ain't giving it to me." Oh, and it hurt me deep down into my soul, and I had to walk on out the door. And I was crying in my heart, I didn't know if I was gonna ever see my baby no more. And I went walking down the street, I was ashamed to look at anyone I meet. Oh, all at once a blinding light flashed in my eyes, and there she was standing leaning up against the lamppost.
Well, tell it,
tell it. I saw her standing on the corner.
Looky there.
Yonder. Woo! Yonder. Yonder. Oh, can't get you out of my mind. I couldn't sleep and wait for trying. And I saw the rising of the sun.
Yoda one. Daughter alone.
I couldn't sleep and wait for Brian. And I saw the rising of the sun. All night long my heart was crying. You're the one.
You are the one.
You're the one.
So sweet to me, darling, but there's one thing I gotta tell you. Yet I got me a fine old lady laying back there in that bedroom at home, and I think I gotta get back to her. Oh, she winked at me and she smiled at me and she said, "Yes, daddy, I understand." I walked on down the street back of my pad. And I crawled and I snuck and I crawled back in the bedroom. My baby looked at me with the great big blue bedroom eyes and she said, "Oh, Daddy, now where you been all night long?" Said, "I know I told you to get away from me. And I told you to leave me alone. Oh, but I had a change of heart and I've been needing you all night long. Yeah, said I've been needing a good thing. Had none of the good things." Yet I looked at my babe and I said, "Baby," I said, "what is it that I got that you want?" Yeah. She looked at me and she said, real slow, real soft, real sweet. She said this right here. Sure, you treat your woman like you treat yourself, everything is gonna be all right, it's gonna be all right. Yeah, they're gonna be all right now.
Couple of numbers from Leon, as George Harrison says, from the Madison Square Garden stage in August of 1971 at the Concert for Bangladesh. And they were the Rolling Stones' Jumpin' Jack Flash and the old Coasters thing, Young Blood. Good example of how he could play along with any song and anyone, and he pretty well did in his life as a session player, as a backup artist, as an arranger, touring partner for the likes of Mad Dogs and Englishmen, Delaney and Bonnie and friends with Eric Clapton, composer of songs that were championed by others, and then a few that he just kept for himself. And wisely, too. 1972, Leon was off to the races and hit number 11 on the American Billboard chart with Tightrope.
I'm up on a tight wire, one side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tight rope, one side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place me, a comedy of errors and I'm falling like a rubber neck giraffe. You look into my past, well maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight, oh does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, putting on a show for you to see. Past, well maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight, oh does it feel right?
Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pile. But I ain't gonna show you to see. Do
We're both afraid to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of weeping disappear every time I see your face. No matter how hard I try to understand the reasons why we carry on this way, we're lost in a masquerade. Oh, in a masquerade.
This Masquerade was the original B-side of Tightrope, both included on a record called Carney by Leon Russell on his own Shelter Records label, the beginning of his spectacular solo career. It really was, because he was a guy who was in demand amongst musicians as well as concert audiences. He showed up in many different places and collaborations, and he inspired somebody like, for example, George Benson, who was a straight-ahead jazz artist, to cross over into pop and to try to merge the two worlds, as he brilliantly did in his award-winning This Masquerade from the record called Breezin' in 1975. Hearing all this from the original vinyl on today's Vinyl Experience with Love and Memories of Leon Russell and his singular songs.
Woman of the country, now I find you longing in your soft infertile dear too.
Lay your mind on me, oh. think I was going to introduce you to a young Delta lady, Rita Coolidge.
I fell in love with you.
vinyl experience. Saluting Leon Russell. Not only was Superstar a star-making moment for Rita Coolidge at the Mad Dogs and Englishmen concert recorded in March of 1970 in New York City's Fillmore East, but it was an extension of Leon Russell's songwriting brand that went all the way to the top of the charts as the Carpenters claimed that song for their own. Let's return to the Fillmore's concert stage. Leon Russell joins the band, and the song vehicle brings us to our next honoree. It was a tune written by a guy who passed away a couple of weeks ago and who leaves a songwriting legacy that goes even further than Leon Russell's into the realm of modern art and poetry, and that's Leonard Cohen. So they all kind of conveniently converge in this performance of Bird on a Wire.
Bird on a Wire.
Leave it alone. birds all wild, like a drunk on a midnight wire. I drive in my way to and I'm tired. Oh, I'm tired. I know I'm drowned. Oh, I'm drowned. I'm tired. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, I'm drowned. Yes, I'm drowned.
Leon Russell, Chris Stainton, the choir, the whole band, we'll get around to it in time.
Got up sometime in the afternoon and you didn't feel like much. You said to yourself, where are you, golden boy? Where's your famous golden touch? I thought you knew elephants lie down. I thought you were the crown prince of all the wheels in ivory town. Look at your body now, well, there's nothing much to say. And a bitter voice in the mirror says, hey, prince, you need a shave. Now, if you can manage to get your trembling fingers to behave, why don't you try unwrapping a stainless steel razor blade? That's right, it's come to this. It's come to this. And wasn't it a long way down? And wasn't it a strange you've been living in? Don't drink from that cup, it's all caked and cracked along the rim. That's not the electric light, my friend, that is your vision that is dim. Cover up your face with soap, there, now you're Santa Claus, and you've got an A for anyone who will give you his applause. I thought you were a racing man, ah, but you couldn't take the pace. That's a funeral in the mirror, and it's stopping at your face. That's right, it's come to this. It's come to this. And wasn't it a long way down? And wasn't it a strange way down? Once there was a path and a girl with chestnut hair, and you spent the summers picking all the berries that grew there. There were times she was a woman, there were times she was a child. As you held her in the shadows where the raspberries grew wild, and you climbed the highest mountains, and you sang. of you, and everywhere you went, love went along with you. That's a hard one to remember. It makes you clench a fist, and the veins stand out like highways all along your wrist. And yes, it's come to this. It's come to this. And wasn't it a long way down? Wasn't it a strange way? On the back of every magazine, there are coupons you can send. Why don't you join the Rosicrucians? They will give you back your hope. You can find your love in diagrams in a plain brown envelope, but you've used up all your coupons except the one that seems to be tattooed on your arm along with several thousand dreams. Now Santa Claus comes forward, that's a razor in his mitt, and he puts on his dark glasses and he shows you where to hit, and then the cameras pan the stand-in stuntman. Dress rehearsal rag.
Judy Collins performing Dress Rehearsal Rag, one of a couple of Leonard Cohen songs featured on her landmark album In My Life, which serves as a kind of an art song recital of tunes that came from the rock and roll pop charts, but were a step in another more classical direction to begin with, and she was able to take them to a completely new place, whether they were Lennon McCartney, Donovan, or Leonard Cohen, the closest thing to Lord Byron that the rock and roll age knew. Leonard Cohen passed away at the age of 83 a couple of weeks ago. His legacy is ongoing. It's safe to say that his songs will be performed 100, maybe hundreds, of years from today. And here's one of the great reasons why. The other Leonard Cohen song performed and made famous by Judy Collins on her 1966 Elektra Records album, and here in its original form, one of the songs of Leonard Cohen that will live forever.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from the Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
To see who in the world you might
great song in its own right, not only inspired by Leonard Cohen's Suzanne, but by the personal romantic relationship that they shared for a brief time, Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell, who celebrated a birthday this week. I'm pleased to be able to say not birthday, anniversary. Let's cherish the ones we have who are with us and who continue to inform us with their brilliant music. And that's the vinyl experience. Paul Cavalcante, thank you for listening. Seek out more shows like this in the archives at prn.fm.